This week, the second Women in Tech Global Summit took place in Paris over 2 days. One of the sessions that caught my eye was a discussion on feminist diplomacy, rethinking international relations through a gender lens. The three women on the panel included a former Minister of Foreign Affairs, Google's Head of Public Affairs for Emerging Markets, and our next guest. Aviva Steinberger is Director of Innovation Diplomacy at Startup Nation Central. Aviva, welcome to RN.
Thank you so much. Great to be here, Julian.
Aviva, your position is Director of Innovation Diplomacy at Startup Nation Central. So, a couple of questions. What's Startup Nation Central and what's innovation diplomacy?
Startup Nation Central is a nonprofit, non-government organization based out of Israel. We've been around for about 10 years. And our goal is to connect Israeli innovation, Israeli technologies to address global challenges. As such, innovation diplomacy is really looking at leveraging the way the tech sector in Israel and the history of the last 30 years of it growing into the strongest sector in Israel. In fact, tech accounts for over 50% of the country's export. And so it is pretty much the country's business strategy. A healthy tech sector in Israel means a healthy economy in Israel. And so what we do with innovation diplomacy is we leverage that to build relationships with partners around the world and look at ways in which Israeli innovation can be part of the leading the discussions around finding solutions to global challenges.
Could you give us a couple of examples, Aviva, of the way in which innovation diplomacy has been able to, as you put it, leverage the brand of Startup Nation Central and, I suppose, more broadly of Israel?
One prime example that jumps out for me, particularly with the work that we've been doing in Morocco, is looking at water security as a global challenge. It's no secret that around the world, we are dealing with the impacts of climate change and how that impacts our access to water, clean water, sustainable, drinkable water. The world is dealing with challenges around both drought, but also flooding. In Morocco, they're dealing with the worst drought they've seen in 20 years. Israel, about 15 years ago, started seeing a turnaround in our own water security challenges through innovation, through water desalination technologies, et cetera. And so solutions that have been born out of the sector in Israel can find application in partnerships with Morocco. At the same time, though, solving water security is a big tap on energy resources. And so in Morocco, for example, they're a leader in and renewable energy. And so suddenly there's this synergy that we can talk about. We're collaborating around taking tech solutions, applying them in both countries can be a win-win, and at the same time builds very resilient relationships between our countries.
You've referred to partnerships, Aviva, and I was wondering when you were describing the sort of work that's being done, to what extent it's commercial work or whether it's in some respects foreign aid, or is it a sort of shifting mix of both?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when we say the word diplomacy, very often our minds go to a government-to-government kind of conversation. And I think diplomacy has shifted in that solutions and relationships are built not just on government-to-government. It also involves the business sector. It also involves academia and the civil society. And so with the work that we do, we actually bring stakeholders and partners together from all of those sectors to find points of collaboration and, as you pointed out, partnership. It's really critical to look at all aspects of our ecosystem and find the synergies there, not just stay at a government level.
On Sunday Extra, we are speaking with Aviva Steinberger, Director of Innovation Diplomacy at Startup Central. Aviva, this week you were part of a panel at the Global Women in Tech Summit called Feminist Diplomacy, Rethinking International Relations Through a Gender Lens. Could you tell us about that panel and what you drew from it and what you told the session as well?
Yeah, so this particular panel shined a light on what diplomacy means from a gender lens. And I focused on the opportunity that we have across civil society to bring women together and really look for opportunities to make connections. Women have an inherent ability to create connections at a deep level. When we come into conversation, we come into conversation with all of the hats that we wear on a day-to-day, whether they're as business leaders, as family leaders. And so the invitation that I posed to the audience was come into those conversations, into potential business partnerships, wearing all of the hats that you wear on a day-to-day, and the relationships that you build through that become very resilient, they become deep, and then you're able to take advantage of opportunities that come across.
I realize we're loading up a lot of words before the word diplomacy, but the tech sector, I suppose, does have a reputation for being male dominated. I wonder if you could give us some examples of feminist innovation diplomacy.
Yeah, so one of the things that came out in the conference was this kind of global cap, seeing 8% as a number that kept on popping up around the world for the number of female-founded, female-led startups around the world. In Israel, it's slightly higher, but really we're seeing that there's a tremendous gap in women leading positions in innovation. And the conversation then around diplomacy and innovation and gender gaps is really about how do we create more opportunities to see more women accessing these positions. And it starts from a place of education where we want to see more girls going into STEM, more women in model positions where girls see that leading and a startup and looking at deep tech as an opportunity for them for their future, and really creating those opportunities.
I know in your role as Director of Innovation Diplomacy, you've traveled widely and to some really fascinating places. Could you give us a bit of a cook's tour of where your travels in innovation diplomacy have taken you to?
Wow. Well, I've been to, obviously our focus in Israel has been looking around opportunities in the region that recent normalization agreements have allowed for. So we've been doing a lot of work, as I mentioned, in Morocco, but in the UAE and in Bahrain, and also looking at countries that Israel does not yet have diplomatic ties with. So being in civil society, being non-governmental, allows us the ability to have conversations and meet with people in locations like Indonesia and other countries, as I mentioned, that we don't have ties with. So it's really a global conversation. In Morocco, we recently hosted an event for 70 women from around the Middle East and Africa. We brought together women from Kenya and Nigeria and South Africa, and some from Europe, but also from the Middle East. And the conversations started with where are you from, and they ended there, because today, where you are born and your nationality and where you do business and where you live might all be different things. And so the conversations are really global, and that's what's the most exciting piece about it. These are global conversations. We are not limited by our geographic boundaries. We're not even limited by our cultural or religious boundaries. We're limited by our boundaries of how we can dream. And that really is about opening up these opportunities to see where global impact can happen and where it can come from.
The panel session that you were part of at the Women in Tech Global Summit foreshadowed that it was going to look at successful case studies of feminist diplomacy in practice. Were there particular examples in that discussion that stood out to you?
The panelists were voices from all sectors. We were seeing impacts of girls accessing education in STEM. We looked at the role that arts, dance, and music plays in being a bridge to STEM and the tech sector. Yeah. For some girls who don't really see themselves in tech. They see tech as being maybe something that's left for the boys or for those that excel in math and computer science. And so there really was a highlight on how tech can be accessible to all. I met some incredibly influential women in investments, and I think that's another highlighted piece, the role that investments play, both access to funding and investors themselves who are looking for female-led investment opportunities.
When we look at international relations through a gender lens, what set of issues tends to come to the fore that might be different from what is focused on in conventional diplomacy?
I think there's a sensitivity to culture, the culture that exists specifically in the Middle East and Africa, as far as where you see women playing a role and the culture of the role that women play in family. You know, in tech, innovation in tech is a fairly new sector. And so it's kind of a level playing field for gender. And if you think about women's role in the region as being more homebound, it actually presents an opportunity for women to start their own businesses, perhaps initially from their home, but also the role that women play in deciding on the allocation of finances in their family. And I think when you look at traditional female roles in family and culture and society and apply a level of tech to that, there's actually an opportunity to advance female leadership from that lens.
Aviva Steinberger, thanks so much for speaking with us on RN.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Aviva Steinberger is Director of Innovation Diplomacy at Startup Nation Central.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.